Hey, what is up? Welcome back to another episode. Today, I am very excited to announce we've got a returning guest. My friend Mark Ross is back on the podcast with some fresh insights. A lot has been going on over the last couple of months with him and his business, and he's been doing extremely well despite everything that's been going on in the world. And he's going to break that down for us today. On this week's episode, he launched an 8-week transformation group training program, and he coached over 100 guys over that 8 weeks during lockdown, got amazing results, and it's been extremely successful, so much so that he's going to be doing this on a consistent basis throughout the year. So very excited to share this with you. Also great to have you back. If you're a new listener, welcome. I'm sure you're going to enjoy these new style of episodes that I've been putting together. And I just want to say, despite everything that's happening in the world right now, there is a lot of opportunity to do really well right now. There's a lot of opportunity to do really well. But you'll have to be looking at things from a different perspective and doing things differently to how you were doing them before if you're going to survive in this current market, because it's choppy. Things are changing. Things are opening. Gyms just opened in the UK, been back for a couple of sessions, but now there's some kind of local lockdown where I'm living, and it is very uncertain. But if you stay focused, you pivot, you look at different angles to work, there is a lot of opportunity to be had in the market for you to be successful and you continuing to do what you love. So let's get into this week's episode with Mark Ross. Welcome back to another episode. Returning guest.
Mark Ross in the building.
Mark Ross is alive. If you're local to Manchester, you will know Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo. You'll see him on your Instagram stories. But Mark, I met Mark obviously at Barry's boot camp locally in Manchester. And he came onto the show, I don't know if it was last... I think it was actually last year.
I think it was now,
yeah. Episode 55, so about 50 episodes ago. So if you haven't checked that out, go check it out. Very interesting with his journey and what he was doing previously. That's changed to a degree, and I want to kind of bring people up to speed who are not familiar with what you've been doing or haven't listened to episode 55. So over to you. What's been happening since we last recorded the first show?
Boom. Yeah, first of all, go and listen to the last one. You get a bit more in-depth about what I do. Since the last one, we've tried to continue Barry's bootcamp in Manchester City Centre. Obviously, the pandemic has halted it a little bit when it was just growing to this massive audience, which was amazing. But you know what? We'll get back to it. I can't not talk about the pandemic because since then...
Exactly. It's what happened. And it affected everyone. To talk about that, what happened when things did close up, because... You had choices, right?
Yeah, man.
You either fold or you look for the opportunities, and clearly you found some opportunities which we're going to get into, but what happened?
Yeah, so it was going really well. Since speaking to you last May, I was in a really good place, but I was pushing. Everything was building, and like everyone, you just get hit with it. And so I do online coaching, and I do Barry's Bootcamp, and then I play football as well, but obviously the football, that just got... totally cancelled, so you can't really do anything about that. So with Barry's Bootcamp, which is now called Barry's for company reasons now, Barry's totally shut its doors. Obviously, it's a fitness facility, so we couldn't do anything like that as a company on its whole. They had to literally change the way they do everything, and they had to go online, and we did Zoom classes daily. Every single day for 14 weeks to an audience which was bigger than you could reach normally because it was global, but at the same time, you know, you're trying to get people to train at home instead of in this amazing red room with lights and treadmills and weights and all sorts and atmosphere. So,
and how did you find that though? Like, did you feel like there was some energy to it and people were enjoying it, or was it really difficult to like kickstart it up?
Yeah,
and get
so
the vibe going.
So we did the first few weeks, which was like Instagram lives, and it was. Do your workout, run to the screen, see if they've got a good comment, right, they're enjoying it, run back to your mat, do some working out, which was cool, which was fine. And then the Zoom upgraded everything because it did feel that, you know, I'm talking 30% of a Barry's class, but we got to plan our own music, we got to increase it, we got to look at the clients when they were training and push them and shout the names out and, you know, create a group atmosphere and a community, if you will, online. And it was good, and you look forward to certain classes and because there were certain people there, and it was fine, it was good, and we did it, and I think we did it the best that kind of we could do it, and they adapted really well to it. But it is what it is, whereas that I do online and I do face-to-face coaching. Face-to-face coaching is at Barry's. Online coaching is a lot about results and stats and, you know, helping kind of clients one-to-one. So ultimately, I was missing that face-to-face. So I've been really dying to get back. And as someone who's been in fitness for 10, 12 years now, that's the part that you grew up on. That's the part that you like. You like pushing people, helping people, seeing them smile, seeing them sweat. You can't explain the feeling, the atmosphere in the red room you've been. Mm. It's just an atmosphere that
it's nuts. For anyone that hasn't been, it's just like so much energy in one room because you've got the lights, you've got the music, you've got you on the mic.
Yeah.
Everyone's like pushing against each other, and it is very hypey.
It's
like a club, isn't it?
It is. Like, I think the original, that you'll hear it if you listen to my first podcast, but I think they originally made it in Hollywood to be half a workout, half a night out. That was kind of what it was.
It makes sense, because they dialed that in pretty well.
And then over the time, it got more like a workout, kept the nightclub element, more like a workout. Two guys brought it over, Sandy and James, to England. And then we made it a proper workout, and we made it, you know, right, this is legit now. It's not just a fancy gimmick. It's legit. And the Americans have done that as well now, but that's where it's at. So basically, yeah, the atmosphere is incredible. It's hard to explain. I just tell people to get down there. So that's what I was missing. I was doing my online coaching at home, which we'll get into what I've done with that. But it was ultimately sat at home typing for 6-7 hours straight, and not being able to move really, apart from going to a mat, which was 6 foot away, going back to the chair, going to the mat, teacher class, going back to the chair. No football. So even though I trained and we went running, etc., I was the same as everyone else. I was getting sick of it.
Yeah, so as this podcast goes out, things have opened up just a couple of days ago, actually. On Saturday, you've done a couple of Barry's since then. I've been down to the gym 3 times. And I didn't rush back, but I was like just taking my time, busy anyway. But the last 3 days back for me have been awesome, because I think you underestimate how important the environment is sometimes, especially Barry's, because trying to recreate that at home is impossible. And I was saying this to, I think it was one of the guys from Muscle Mentors when they were on the show, that one of the reasons why I was going to go back to a facility versus training at home, because training at home is very efficient, going back to a facility is all about like the relationships, the energy and the atmosphere. Because you can't recreate those things at home. And if you've got a place where there's a good environment, that is going to pull people back to that face-to-face experience.
Massively. Mindset. Mindset is what I would say 60-70% of go to Barry's for. Yeah, they'll go originally for the fat loss, for the strength, for the whatever, for the fun element, and they stay because of how good it makes you feel. Mm. And that's been even me teaching, I can't wait to go and teach in there now, just because that's my release. Do you know what I mean? Football's not back on yet. That's not my release. I can't do that. Mm. But you go to the gym, whether it's your gym, whether it's Barry's, whether it's whatever, your earphones are in, you've not got the kids, there's no one near you, you don't have to think about anything, you can turn your phone off, you can just literally be an hour on your own. Mm. And I think in lockdown, it's been so difficult for, not to get away from the partners, because it sounds bad, but like sometimes some couples don't understand that the other one needs that extra little bit of weight. And just training in general. Training in general on your own, for me, getting into your own headspace, and just, you know, just pushing something out of your comfort zone where you wouldn't do on your own. That's what kind of the main thing is for me.
It sounds like you pushed a little bit outside your comfort zone when it came to lockdown and everything that happened, and you created something amazing by the sounds of it, which we're going to get into right now, which is kind of the topic of the show, which is the online group coaching. And I think the first round has just finished, right?
Correct.
What you created. So talk to us about that.
That's it. Exactly right. So I don't know whether it was because of this reason, but I was doing online coaching and we had a wedding called off at the Mallorca with my fiance, Jessica, she's listening, and we wanted to just dig in. We thought, do you know what? We know we might be in lockdown for, we thought at the time, 6 to 8 weeks. We thought, right, 8 weeks, what can we do?
I was hoping for 2 weeks.
Yeah, oh, mate, I was happy with it. I was enjoying the first week. It was fine. I thought, do you know what? Okay, 8 weeks. Let's just plan for that. What can we do? Let's make something out of it. We're not going to go on holiday. We can't do this. What can we do? And at the time, she's just, she's not just, it'd been about 5 months now doing online coaching, doing amazingly well. She's been doing with her business. And I was doing well with mine, and we didn't know what else we could do. So we're both full one-to-one clients. We love one-to-one. It's great. They get ultimate results. They get a lot of our time. But then ultimately, we wanted to help as many people as we can. And obviously, we can't. At the time, we couldn't hire anyone, so it was just us two, and we were fully booked. So we came up with a group coaching program, and I know a lot of people out there do group coaching programs, and we've seen people doing, but we just thought we want to make this the best that we know, and we wanted to pick and choose other elements of it and really dig deep. And Jess has helped me massively with this. She's come from a kind of business background, and I've come from a massive fitness background, so putting them both together has worked really well. And what we've come out with is 8 Week Lean. So 8 Week Lean is our group coaching program where I coach the guys, Jess coaches the girls. They're on two separate groups. So the girls are all chatting to the girls, the boys are all chatting to the boys in the Facebook groups.
So you've got two private groups for, yep, for males and females. Yep. Jess is heading up the females.
That's the one. And it's pure transformation, obviously, with the fun element with it. So the girls group is still all focused on getting these girls as lean as possible and as fit and healthy as possible. And I'm the team with the guys. We'll teach each group very similarly. A few tweaks for the girls, a few tweaks for the boys, but ultimately that's what it is. All the boys are going for it. We're not competing against each other in a fun way. We do that now and again over the weeks, but really it's all about you. Fun, massive element of community in the groups, motivation, and ultimately, like, that's how you get results. You do the basics, but you enjoy what you're doing, you get results.
Amazing. How many people did you enroll into this round of it?
So the first round, we both got over 100 each. So it was 105. I think Jess beat me 110, something like that. So we've just got all the results in, and you normally have like a drop-off rate. So I would think, you know, if 30 people finish this program, brilliant. 30 transformations and 30 people who have changed their lives. There was a 90% check-in. 90% wow. In checking for 8 weeks.
What do you put that down to? From an experienced coach, right? You've been doing it for over a decade. Yeah. You're coaching a lot of people, and you were banking on there being kind of a 30% commitment rate.
Yeah.
Why do you think it was so high? Was it COVID?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. We did it at a really good time where you couldn't really focus on much else. You couldn't really focus on going to the gym. You had to train. Everyone was going losing their minds. They didn't know how to train. And we pushed the element of what else are you going to do in 8 weeks, and we did that. Saying that has just finished, and we are now enrolling for our next one, and the figures are looking higher already.
What, in terms of the take-up?
As in the take-up, yeah. So, again, we'll see, because it's not fully out there yet, but in the initial take-up compared to the last initial take-up is looking bigger. And I think that's down to a lot of elements, but one that I truly, truly believe in what I do. Like, my one-to-one clients, I'll give them everything. My group coaching clients, I will give them what they need. They need, if it's the motivation, it's the motivation. If it's the community aspect, everything that they need, they have. That's basically what I want to give to them, and that's ultimately why I think they get results in the group format. And everyone's different. There's some people who group is not for, that's fine. Some people just can't have group, they need something specific to them, one-to-one, fine. But there's a hell of a lot of people out there who will do amazingly well. Most of the people will do amazingly well with a little bit of motivation, a little bit of accountability, doing the right nutrition, doing the right training, and just having fun with it.
Awesome, man. Did you learn anything different doing this process that you maybe weren't aware of or weren't doing before that has been quite pivotal that you're going to keep doing going forward?
Yeah. Before this, I was always asking the question to myself as a coach of, what do you want to do as a coach? Like, are you happy with your business and making money and helping these one-to-one clients and, you know, delving deep into their lives? Because that's what you do one-to-one. You delve deep and you speak about families and relationships and health and whatever. Or do you want to what is your goal? And my goal ultimately is to help as many guys get in shape and have fun with it. Like I live my life, nothing super strict, energy, love my lifestyle, then that's what I want the guys around the world to know. They can have a brilliant lifestyle and look great, and that's it. And there's still crap information out there. So ultimately, that is what I've learned that I want to do. I want to help as many guys as possible in a fun way, and I'm really looking forward to just building this. Not even to a bigger audience. I say that, I do want a bigger audience, but I want to make it just better. I want the clients to get what they want.
You talk about like bigger, right?
Yeah.
And growing it and growing it and growing it, right? Because I think that's what we all want. Because we were chatting.
Yeah.
We were chatting before we went on and recorded, and I was like, well, what are you doing this for? What are you building for? Why are you doing it? And it's often because I want to be bigger and better and create something that's amazing. And I have that battle myself. Yeah. It's like, I was speaking to my own coach the other day, and he was like, why do you want more? Why do you need more?
Yeah.
Do you need it? What you're trying to access, what you're trying to find? And it always kept coming back to feelings for me.
Yeah.
I want to feel a certain way. Oh. I feel like if I'm doing X, or if I've achieved X, or if I have X,
yeah,
I feel a certain way.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you're chasing this feeling or like, yeah, excitement, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And that's why people, I think, get distracted, or they take drugs, or they drink, because it gives you an emotional charge.
Yeah.
If you're not getting emotional charge from training 100 people, you might get it if you've got 200.
Yeah.
But then once you do 200, you might need 300 or 400 guys to feel the same way that you did at 100. And so you're essentially just chasing, yeah, a feeling of like fulfillment or, yeah, energy or happiness. Have you ever considered that?
I think you're onto something with the feeling, 100%. A bit like when people train. Like I don't train for, this session is going to make me 1% better. I train because I feel great after it. Mm. Like that's why I train. And then ultimately, subconsciously, that does make you 1% better. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's the feeling you get from me accomplishing what I set out to do. Whether it's maybe just setting a target and achieving that. Mm. Whether it's, I think that for me is just like the feel-good factor. And now I know what I want to achieve, which is helping a lot of people. Now I've done that for the last 8 weeks. I feel amazing. I've had so many messages saying, I've had 90 messages saying I've changed their lives. For me, that's a massive tick.
I think what's interesting for anyone listening is, how do you manage this, right? Because it sounds like you're doing a hell of a lot. And I said this to you at the start, like, it sounds like you need someone to help you at this stage because you're getting bigger, right?
Yeah.
You're doing group coaching, 100 plus people in a group. You've got people lining up to do your next group, which is coming in a short space of time. You're doing one-to-one clients. Mm-hmm. How many of those have you got, do you say?
I've got like just 60 at the moment.
About 60 one-to-one clients, right? And then you're doing Barry's as well.
Yeah.
And you're churning out content more than most people. You're on Instagram, you're pushing out content every single day. You're on the stories, you're doing a lot of stuff, and you're getting amazing results. It's not like you're doing all this stuff and you're neglecting people. People are getting taken care of and they're getting amazing results because you share them. How do you manage it all? Like, what's your protocol? Do you have one?
Yeah, I'm building it. I'm building a protocol as we go. I've had lifelong to-do lists in my, that you don't never tick off, that you're just trying to do. And one thing for me is have a working week that you love, yeah, and just improve this working week. And every single week I do, it'll get a little bit better, not 0.02%, I don't care, it'll get better. So it's for me systemizing that I never ever used to do, and it's massive for me. It's structure, and this is why, to be honest, I just learn how much routine and structure helps, and then I pass it on to the clients, and it can be, as you know, business, it helps in that, fitness, it helps in that, life and health, it helps in that. And the more you structure your week, the more shit will get done. And over time, I've just built these routines that work for me. Every business is different. I am working a hell of a lot now. As you said, like, it gets to that point where you do need to start building a team. And it's just natural progression to do that. So I'm looking at that at the moment. But ultimately, the week is very busy at the moment. But it's structured. It's not like it's a mess. Everything's where it needs to be.
Sick.
Yeah.
With the group coaching, so before we wrap up on that point, you did 100 first time round, right?
Yep.
Is it unlimited capacity? Could you take 2, 3, for 500, or would it break?
So the good thing about this coaching is we get results. That's the ultimate. We don't want numbers. We want results.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say I want 600 people if you couldn't get results. 600 people.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, as we go, the more audience we get, the more people I will get to help me, because we do. You get one check-in. So halfway through, you'll get one check-in, which is that's physically us looking at you, looking at your photos, looking at your measurements, telling you why you've achieved or what you need to do. So right now we're fine.
You can handle effectively 100.
Right now, yeah, no issue. 200 probably, anything plus than that, then we'll get another online coach who I respect highly, who I'm looking at, and then they'll help out. But ultimately, that's the route that I'm taking, and I think is the right thing to do.
Awesome, man! It's going to be great to see the next round of this, and also the results, actually, because I don't think you've shared any.
No, so we finished on Monday. All the guys are like, "Have you seen my photos? Have you seen my photos?" Yes, I've seen everyone's photos, and I put them together in a lovely branded post, and I'm in touch with anyone. Before I put the photos on, I'll be in touch with the guys, obviously, to speak to them and make sure they're okay with it, which I'm sure they are, because they all look amazing. But yeah, ultimately, the marketing and stuff goes out for the next 8 weeks, the next 2 weeks. So the next 8 weeks starts the 1st of September. We're going to do a month of marketing now,
publishing the results.
Explaining the results, yeah. That is what marketing is. I mean, I don't market my services at all, really. I just show what I do.
Mm.
So I'm going to show how much fun the guys had. I'm going to show how much community they had. They're all going out. I think Jess has got a group of girls in London now who now go out together.
Class.
We've got guys in San Francisco running across the bridge together because they're my clients. I've got Dubai, San Fran, like I said, Australia, Dubai, Hong Kong.
I just want to dive in there, because I think a lot of people can overlook what you just said right there, which is very important. And this is why people who did it the first time round would probably come back for another round, is not necessarily because of the result, right?
Yeah,
which
yeah.
you do get,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
but also because of the community. Because we're creatures of tribes, right? And communities.
100%.
You can create a community where people can connect.
Yeah.
That's why Facebook is so successful. And that's their whole mission statement.
Everything.
It's about connection and community. And that's why Facebook groups work really, really well.
Barry's works well. Like, it's the community is massive. When we're talking about results, people think about aesthetic results. Like, I've had guys who didn't really, you know, they might not have been fully committed to the program. They might have only, which is still a lot, lost 2 kilograms, you know what I mean? But they could not be happier. They could not be happier. They've got guys that they can speak to every day.
Yeah.
That they post on there. We put a bit of banter on the group. They're learning as they go. They might have things behind the scenes that they can't be 100% right with the diet or 100% right. That's fine, no issue. As long as they know the right information and they're getting slow results, that's cool. They love being part of this whole journey. It's just part of like a big gang. It's like you're all doing the same thing, going the same direction, improving each other. So it's, for me, it's just a new space that I'm loving delving into.
I love that. The community piece is just huge, because it's the same with what we do with our online coaches. And a lot of them love coming to work with us because they're not only learning business and learning how to grow their businesses, but they're connecting with other people. And now in like our higher levels of our coaching program, they're collabing together. They're swapping leads. They're like, hey, this client will be better for you. Here's a client for you. And they're making friends, and they're swapping a lot of strategy together.
You don't realize that when you have somebody who is both doing well together, you will both push each other.
Yeah.
If there's one person who's not doing well and the other one will, that's when it gets a bit awkward. When you have them bad friends who don't want you to do well.
Mm.
When you're in a room of people and you're all making good money, you want each other to make more money.
Yep.
It's weird.
Show me your friends, I'll show you
your
future. Yeah.
And it's crazy.
It's literally how it is, right?
Seeing your mate grow when you're growing is the best.
Mm.
That's the best, I think.
If you've got the right friends.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about this earlier, right? Some people hate seeing other people successful.
Yeah.
If you've got those people in your life, you need to cut them loose.
Yeah, 100%.
They're not good for your growth, your mindset, or your mental health.
I think COVID's helped a little bit of that as well. I think they've realised...
The culling process.
Yeah.
By friends.
Yeah, exactly. Getting rid of... Realising, fucking hell, I'm actually enjoying my life, running and speaking to just people around me, and you know, and just enjoying your bubble, actually, at your actual bubble, you can speak to, and not someone who you think you need to speak to, or they think they ask you to speak to them. It's not about that.
Mark, it's been great having you back on. Cool. This has been really cool. Hope everyone enjoyed it who's listening. I want to wrap this show up like I'm going to continue to do, I think, going forward with one little coaching nugget. Could be around what we spoke about with the group coaching or something that you've kind of realized during lockdown and COVID about personal training and online coaching, anything that you think people should just be thinking about going forward for the rest of 2020 when it comes to their business.
Yeah, massively. So, it's from the 8 week, guys. It's anyone can achieve what you want. Pretty much anyone can achieve if it's a fitness goal. You've got nothing stopping you. Regardless how long it takes you to get there, you've got zero stopping you. When you think you cannot. Not even getting bigger, because that's a weird phrase. But when you don't know where to go next, there's always somewhere to go. So, for example, I didn't know what I could do in you know, lockdown. Mm-hmm. And now I'm thinking there's so much more ahead of me because I've now opened a few more doors. And I love it. So you just got to think and open your eyes a bit wider. And then, obviously, set a goal and just make sure you're slowly working towards it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Awesome.